Welcome to the Jacob's Well podcast. These messages are intended to feed you some great stuff that you can really dig your teeth into all week and beyond. That's why you can find it anytime, along with other great resources and ways to keep the conversation going at jacobs-well.net/leftovers. Enjoy the message.
Hey, Jacob's Well. So good to be with you here today. My name is Paul. As you might have read, I'm an intern here, and I'm getting towards this is my last Sunday here. I know, so sad. And I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for being here and for helping me grow as a person on an MDiv track, hoping to be a pastor someday. It's been a really amazing year, and I've really appreciated all the feedback that y'all have given me around preaching and pastoral care and all of that stuff. And I just wanted to give a special thanks to all of the staff that I've been working with for the last year. It's been really special, and I appreciate all of you and all of the work you've done for me. So thank you. So I'm hoping to be around in some capacity, and I'll definitely be around today. I'm going to eat a ton of tacos after this. So if you have anything you want to say to me, any final words you want to give to me, that would be a time to be, and I'll be around in some capacity. So when I was 10 years old, I discovered a truth that most people have realized by now. You see, my parents took me on an international trip, and when I thought international trip, I was picturing like going to the Bermudas or like going somewhere in like Tanzania or in Australia and like going on beaches and like riding tigers and petting elephants and like going on giraffes, and like I pictured all of that stuff because I was a 10-year-old kid. I didn't really know what like the world. I just assumed like everything outside of America was kind of the same and like this magical land. And so I was not ready for the trip we actually went on. And what we actually did wasn't some kind of vacation. It wasn't something like that. Rather, it was a mission trip. It was from the church that I grew up in, St. John's of Brookfield in southeast Wisconsin. We went on a mission trip to El Salvador. For those of you who don't know, El Salvador is a small country in Central America. And people told me that El Salvador was poor, that the nation was relatively poor in comparison to America. And when I heard that, I had in my head an idea of poverty. And I grew up in a pretty wealthy area of the country in Waukesha County. It's in the top 2% of counties in the U.S., according to wealth. So when they were talking about El Salvador being poor, I was picturing like, oh, okay, the houses are smaller. They're like 1,000 square feet. Like, people have one car instead of two cars. The yards are smaller. Like, people walk a lot. I was just kind of picturing South Minneapolis. That's what I pictured as, like, poor El Salvador. And so I was really, honestly, not ready for the way people were living down there. I couldn't even imagine it. I couldn't even fathom it. Because I saw kids that were my age, young 10-year-old Salvadoran boys, living without electricity, living without running water, living without sewage, living without solid walls. Most of the walls were made out of corrugated tin. Living without a lot of resources, but definitely without any access to health care. Most of them didn't have any kind of education. And I came to this truth, I realized this truth that most of us already know, that's that the world is unfair. It was honestly just a total accident that I was born in America, in a wealthy area, and that these people, that these Salvadorans were born in El Salvador. That was just an accident of birth. I didn't do anything to deserve being born into this well-off family. And that didn't stick right with me as a 10-year-old kid. I thought, well, things shouldn't be this way. I want to be a part of creating a better world. I want to create a world where everyone has the same opportunities that I do. And I have to say, it's easy to have that thought. I think all of us want the world to be better. We all want to create a world where everyone has access to healthcare and to education and everyone feels safe. We all want to create that world. But it's a lot different when you see your part in creating that world. And I saw my part in creating that world real quick because I had this idea pretty much right away that I want to be a part of creating a better world. I want to create a world where everyone is respected. And what ended up happening is I quickly realized my part in that. So the Salvadorans that we were staying in one of their houses, they recognized that I wasn't eating a lot of their food because I was a picky, stubborn 10-year-old boy. That's just the way I was. And so I wasn't eating a lot of the rice and beans or the pupusas they were serving to us. So they thought, let's get him some American food. And if you're in El Salvador and you don't have access to internet or electricity, like, you don't really know what American food is. Like, how would they? We were the first Americans that they were meeting. So they're like, well, hot dogs are American. Okay, let's go buy hot dogs, and we got eggs. So, like, let's do scrambled eggs and hot dogs. That'll be our American meal for this kid. And me being a stubborn, stupid 10-year-old boy, I refused to eat that meal. And I didn't really recognize what I was doing in that moment. I didn't really recognize their hospitality until my parents later told me that they had sent off two of their daughters to go work in a factory for a day to buy the supplies for this meal. And I recognized that there's a part of me that I want to change, that I didn't want to be like that anymore, that if I want to be a part of creating this bigger, better world, this world that's inclusive towards everyone, that's respectful towards every person, then I've got to change some stuff about myself. I can't live in the selfish way that I was living anymore. So I had these two things I wanted to change. I wanted to change the world, as most of us do, but I also wanted to change myself and make a better version of myself, a version of myself that would be more loving. But I had no idea how to do that, honestly. I had no idea what the steps were to go from the world we were in to the world I wanted to see, and to go from the person that I was to the person I wanted to be. And so, as I alluded to, I grew up in the church, and I heard somewhere that there were answers in the Bible, so I went and I read my Bible, as most of us do, right, when you encounter problems. And I came across this passage in Acts 2. And for those of you who don't know, Acts is about the early church. It's about the start of the church, so Jesus does his thing for a while, for 3 years, and then is killed, and then rises again, and then leaves again. And Acts is about how the early church deals with Jesus being gone and makes those steps forward. And there's this passage in Acts 2, it's I think 43 through 48, where they talk about how the community of believers was living together. And one of the things they said is that everyone held everything in common, and that if anyone had need, they would sell their possessions and give them to the person who had need. And I also saw that this community was holding each other accountable. There's a passage where it says, if somebody is wronging you, go talk to that person. And if they wrong you again, talk to them with two people and then talk with the whole community and then figure something out. And so there was this sense of accountability in this community, but there was also this sense that they were all working towards creating a better world. And I read about that community, that early church, and I fell in love with it. And I really wanted to be that. I wanted to do that, but I wasn't in that kind of church. And this is nothing against St. John's. It was a wonderful church, but it wasn't the kind of church that I was reading about in Acts. Let me explain. I drew a big circle over here. So, kids, could I get your attention for like 30 seconds? Could I have y'all stand over here in this beautiful circle?
Can I wrote my name there?
You wrote your name there?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I like that. That's good. So you can't see this, but I drew a little steeple here. And I'm just gonna grab my chalk. Yeah, just inside the circle. And we'll draw church. You can't see it, but I wanted to do it for me. All right, so we're all in agreement that this right here, this is church, right? Kids, I want you to now go, there's an X right here. Come over here and stand on that X. It's right over here. It's gray. Sorry. I picked a boring color because I figured no one would want to use gray. So I want to ask y'all, where's the church right now? Is it that? Is it this? Some of y'all are getting it. So if this is our church, if our church is an institution, if our church is a building, well, then there's not a lot of hope for us becoming better versions of ourselves or creating a better world. I don't know how many times that buildings have spoken with you and buildings have held you accountable and buildings have provided you hope for the future, maybe once in a while, but that's not the kind of thing that we need to create the future we want or to become the people that we want. What we need is this kind of church, a church that's based in a community, not based in necessarily a building or an institution, but a community. Thanks. I appreciate y'all. Feel free to like draw with chalk and do whatever fun kid stuff you want to do. So the church I was going to why I stopped going to church. St. John's, it was a going church. It was a church that you went to on Sunday, a church where you kind of go and you show up and things are fine and you maybe sing a few songs and you listen to the sermon and you do that stuff, but it wasn't really a life-changing thing. And the church that I was reading about in Acts 2, that was a different kind of church. That was a being church. So I wanted to stop going to church and I wanted to start being church. But again, like, I didn't see this in the world, quite honestly. I had no idea how this was going to be executed because I had just read about it. You know what I mean? Like, anytime you read about something and it's a fantasy, you're thinking like, wow, I really wish I could live in this world, but I don't know how. And so I didn't really actually see what that would be like, what a being community would be like, until I went on a trip to the Boundary Waters. This is also for church. And on that trip, I started to see what this kind of community would be like, what a being community would be like, what it meant to be church together. So there's one time I'm thinking of in particular where I was carrying a canoe, and for those of you that know me, I tell a lot of canoe stories. I had a canoe on my back, and it was one of the first times I was carrying a canoe, and I was super nervous and scared because canoes are heavy, for those of you who know. We had to bring the canoe across the portage, and my canoe guide told us, like, well, somebody's got to do this. I think you can do it, Paul. You'll be fine. I'll be behind you. I'll support you. And in that moment, I recognized, like, that was the kind of community that I wanted to be in. Because when people were thirsty, we would just give them water. When people needed time, we would give them that time. When people were hungry, we would give them food. We would give them shelter. We just provided for our own. It was only a group of nine, so it was pretty dang easy for us to all care for each other. And towards the end of that trip, I realized that that's the kind of community I want to live in. And I didn't want to just keep going to church. I didn't want it to be some kind of like activity that just happened on Sunday morning. I wanted it to be something that changed a core part of me. See, in this community, we have this idea of rope. And it's that there's these three strands in that. There's the self strand, there's the community strand or the world strand, and then there's the God strand. And that the idea is that we need all of these together in order to weave a better version of ourselves and a better version of the world. And if you're trying to just like do two together, it doesn't work. You need all three of those things. You need community. You need yourself fully, and you also need God to be in your life. And so when I was in this community, it felt like I was really a part of a fabric, a part of this community that was really jointed together, that was really woven together. And so towards the end of that trip, I started to get real sad. I'm not going to lie. I was incredibly sad because I didn't know what the future was going to look like. I knew I couldn't live in the Boundary Waters forever. I knew like eventually everybody else was going to leave and then it was just going to be me again. And then it was just going to again be that self strand and that God strand without a community strand. And so I didn't really know what to do. And so towards the end of the trip, we had some time set aside and I prayed a lot. I prayed a really long time. And my prayer was just that I would find a community that I could be a part of that felt like we were woven together, like we were one fabric, like we supported each other. And that was the first time where I felt the call to seminary, where I felt like maybe this is something that I want to do with my life, is be a part of creating these communities and be an active part of making these communities happen. And I have to say, one of my favorite parts about this seminary journey, I've loved learning, I've loved studying, I've loved my cohort, but I've also really loved being here with all of you, because in this community, I see a being community. I see people who are deeply woven together, who deeply support each other and love each other. And I truly believe if any of us want to get better at anything, if I want to get better at preaching, for example, I've got to have people around me who call me out, who tell me what you did there wasn't good, or what you did there could be improved, or what you did there was great. I need that accountability that comes from this kind of community. And I think all of you, if there's stuff you're trying to be better at or ways that you're trying to love people in a new way, that kind of requires a community behind you, and that requires a rooting in God. Because if you don't have that rooting in God and you just kind of have a community, you tend to just get selfish again. And that's what I find. One of the things that I changed after I went to El Salvador is I wanted to be more conscious about the things I consume. Because if my the family in El Salvador was being paid fair wages, well, then they could afford a lot more than just hot dogs with a day's wage. If they weren't being paid slave wages, then they could actually maybe afford to buy health care, and they could afford to send their kids to school. And so I made a conscious change in my mind that I don't want to buy stuff that's made unfairly, that I want to do better going forward. But if I'm just left to my own on that, you know what's going to happen. You know I'm just going to buy the cheaper option. You know that I'm just going to not think about the people that I'm trying to make a better impact on. And that's why having this community is so important, because you need people to call you out. You need people to challenge you and to lift you up, to say, you can do this, but also, like, I'm here with you. That's why group life is so important. That's why all of these community connections we have are so important. And so this week, my challenge to you is that you would stop going to church. It's not worth your time, honestly. Don't go to church. Don't. It's just like, if church is something that you just do on Sunday and it doesn't impact the rest of your life, and you're not really involved in the community at all, I want you to stop doing that. I stopped going to church. And I want you to start being church. And that's going to look different for all of you. I can't claim to know what being church looks like for all of you. I know for me, it looks like having intense conversations with people. It looks like having meaningful relationships with people. It looks like challenging myself and being challenged by other people. And it looks like rooting all of that in my faith in God and seeing God through the people around me. So this is my challenge. Stop going to church and start being church.
Thanks for listening. If you found this podcast valuable, please pass it along to others. And we'd love to hear from you too. You can email us at info@jacobs-well.net or message Jacobs Well Minneapolis on Facebook. We see what we do as a community really making a difference for people. Since you're listening, you probably have too. If you'd like to make a donation to support this work, you can find ways at jacobs-well.net/give. Thanks. Listen again next week or join us in person Sunday mornings at 10:30.